Well, boys and girls, I wonder today, have you got a testimony? Sometimes in meetings we have people who give their testimonies and they tell about the Lord Jesus Christ and everything that the Lord Jesus Christ means to them. And it's good to have a testimony. And the Bible says it's good for us to give a reason for the hope that we have within us. I was reading two very interesting testimonies this week. And I want to share them with you now. I don't want to share all the testimony with you, just a few little details so that you know exactly where I'm coming from. The first testimony was the testimony of a great man in the Bible. We know him as the Apostle Paul. And in the Acts of the Apostles, there are a few occasions when the Apostle Paul, having been arrested and having been imprisoned for his faith in Jesus Christ, he is asked to come and to defend himself before individuals and sometimes before the authorities. And I was reading how he defended himself before King Agrippa throughout this past week. He, of course, told all that Jesus Christ meant to him. He spoke about his own ministry. He spoke about what Jesus Christ had done for him. And the Lord Jesus meant everything to the Apostle Paul. He could have said it like this: the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. The other testimony that I read off was a man who had been in the pastorate for over 50 years. He was 92, and he had got to the stage where he felt he wasn't going to preach anymore. I think after 50 years in the pastorate, he had a heart like a lion, to be honest. But anyway, at 92, the time had come when he wasn't going to do any more preaching, so he was invited back to his church and he was asked to say something to the congregation about all the years of his ministry for the Lord. And he came up with a bit of help to the pulpit and he stood and he held on to the pulpit, and without any notes or anything else, he just steadied himself and he began to speak, and he said this. He said, "I want to tell you the greatest lesson that I have learned over 50 years of ministry with all my ups and downs in pastoral work." And then he said, "I will sit down." And they waited. He gathered his thoughts. They waited for some big, profound speech. And he said this: "Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so, little ones to him belong. We are weak, but he is strong." And he nodded at the congregation and thanked them for their prayers, and he went to sit down. After 50 years of ministry, he quoted a little verse of a hymn that we know well. Because the fact is that no matter what age we are, whether we're young or old, those words are very precious to all of us, that Jesus loves us and he always will. Now, boys and girls, I'm sure you'll forgive me today for this, but as I was thinking about you and thinking about that man of 92, my thoughts were taken away from you for a moment and towards the elderly members of our congregation. Now, they're starting to put their heads down because they think I'm going to do something for them, but I'm not. But you know, boys and girls, getting older, we need all to be reminded that Jesus still loves us. Listen to the verses of this. "Jesus loves me, this I know, though my hair is white as snow, though my sight is growing dim, still he bids me trust in him. Though my steps are, oh, so slow, with my hand in his I'll go. On through life, let come what may, he'll be there to lead the way. When the nights are dark and long, in my heart he puts a song, telling me in words so clear, have no fear, for I am here. When my work on earth is done and life's victories have been won, He will take me home above. And then I'll understand his love. I love Jesus. Does he know? Have I ever told him so? Jesus loves to hear me say that I love him every day. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Can I ask you a question today, if you're a Christian? When was the last time you told Jesus that you loved him? When was the last time you told Jesus that you loved him? You're sitting here this morning, young or old. You've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. You know nothing of his wonderful love displayed at the cross, and we'll think about that this morning. Are you sitting here today and you're a backslider? Oh, you remember those years when you were young and you were growing up? You trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. You lived for him for a while. You sat with the Lord's people. You broke bread. But today, you're not in the place where you should be. Don't forget those lovely words. Yes, Jesus loves me. He still loves you. Maybe you need to come back this morning and tell him just how much you love